You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 140. And today I'm going to reveal three super common hidden profit drains that could be derailing all of your hard work in your business. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier for expertpreneurs. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the hidden profit drains that are lurking around in your mindset and your habits, in the way you've been approaching your business. And let's shed some light on some things that, you know, you may actually be trying to solve the wrong problem. And if you want to jump ahead and go right to the source of this clarity, you can take my Hidden Profit Drains quiz. Now, you go over to rewiredforwealth.com, and there's about 7 questions that I'll ask you that will help uncover where your hidden profit drain is. It's the thing that no matter how hard you work, no matter what you do, you can't seem to really break into that next level. And once you take the quiz, if you want to put your email address in, I will actually send you a copy of my book, Rewired for Wealth, which will help break down a little bit more what you've learned about yourself in the quiz. And also, I'll dig into the 7 main money DNA blueprints that everyone has at least one of them. And that way you'll know where to really hone your focus so that everything you do, you amplify results and get better traction. So again, that's at rewiredforwealth.com. Now, let's talk about these 3 hidden profit drains. And there's lots of ways that your profit drains may be lurking around, but these are 3 common ones, and they've actually kind of surfaced recently with my clients and in our free community, Amplifier Success Community. When I teach the live Profit Amplifier Secrets, sometimes people ask questions and I'm like, oh, hidden profit drain. So I thought I would shed some light on them today. And if you see yourself in one of them, just know that going through the quiz will help you with some strategies of what to do better. And the first one is, let's just call it scarcity thinking. So scarcity thinking, the best way to frame this is the way you tend to see the world, that your automatic thought processes about life and business and success, you tend to think about things that you can lose, like you're always kind of in the negative instead of the possibility. So scarcity thinking is fear-based, which is one of the 3 most common hidden profit drains, is when your fear is disguising itself as logic. But in this case, it's just straight out fear. You're always worried what you might lose. Okay, so, and by the way, this is not to make you wrong right now. This is to shed some light on something you're doing that could be improved. And oftentimes when somebody shows up in this mindset, what I know is that they've been through something really bad, or they've never really been supported in reconditioning their mind for greater success. And so they've defaulted to what they learned as a child. Like the people around you probably thought the same way. So the good news is, this is something you can redirect quickly. Okay. And so some clues that you may be stuck in scarcity thinking is you tend to see the negative in everything. So there's 2 ways people either see the glass half full or they see the glass half empty. And scarcity thinking people just by default tend to go to the negative first. So there's what the problem is, how somebody did something wrong to them, how this is never going to get fixed, like, oh my God, this is a problem that I can't get rid of. And so there's always, and they tend to complain a lot. And so there's this constant, like, energetic thread of not enough in their life. And what happens when you get locked into this scarcity thinking, which, by the way, could be for a very good reason, right? Like you may have lost a lot of money or had a bad experience that's created this feeling of scarcity, is you will always hold back from doing what works because you will come up with excuses or reasons why it won't work for you. And when you're locked in a scarcity thinking, the number one thing that would work is to invest in growth strategy you will talk yourself out of. And ultimately, the reason is to keep your costs low. So scarcity thinking shows up in a lot of different ways, but ultimately, you feel like your whole job is to keep your costs low, and you will pull back from investing in growth opportunities. So you might not hire a coach, you might not hire a team, or even like a virtual assistant or someone to help you grow. You'll tend to buy into, I don't have enough, instead of investing in strategies that will catapult you forward. And this is a really, this is a tricky one, because sometimes we entrench ourselves so deeply in the scarcity that we buy into and believe that there's not enough clients for me. There's, people aren't going to buy my stuff, and it just creates this whole really bad cycle. So ultimately, hidden profit drain number one of scarcity thinking is you're focused on how to really move the needle of progress with a lack of the right mindset. And so the big opportunity here is to invest in your growth, to really flip this thinking to, it's not about I don't have enough. It's like, how do I invest in the right strategies, the right growth opportunities, and the right mindset to flip this into what's possible, right? So scarcity thinking, absolutely one of the most common and pervasive profit drains. Now, let's go into number two, creating without amplifying. Okay, so creating more offerings without amplifying what you already have. So the idea here is that this becomes a profit drain because you're so focused on the act of creating more, and maybe you have bright shiny object syndrome, or you love to create, like, you get juiced in that adrenaline rush by creating something really cool. But you're creating stuff because you should have stuff, like you need a new marketing thing, you need this, you need that, but you're not getting enough traction with it. So what's happening is you're spinning with a lot of effort that's not getting revenue or results. And I see this happen all the time. Like, people get really addicted to the act of creating, because there's a lot of juice in it, it's fun, and we think about the things that people would benefit from, but we're not mastering the other end of it, which is getting it out there in the world for people to consume. So if you tend to create a lot of offerings, or you create new stuff, but you don't have enough sales, you don't have enough revenue, you don't have enough clients, then you're probably more addicted to creating than you are to maximizing your enrollments. So I had an experience of this one time where, I work with a lot of associations who basically what happens is their retention is low. So they get caught up in, like, how do we sell more? How do we sell more? How do we sell more? And what's happening is they put all their energy into getting new members, but they're not fixing the problem, which is in the model, like what they're delivering. So their retention is really low. So again, they're creating sales, but they're not amplifying, which would be the retention. Another element of this is like creating more offers, but you don't have the marketing systems in place to communicate the amazing things you're delivering in the world. So you have these great offerings that nobody knows about. And that's really like fine-tuning that trifecta of really understanding who your market is, what their pain point or what their promise point is, and what's going to get them to say yes. So it's really like understanding the psychology of the sales mechanism. So creating more stuff without really amplifying, in a lot of ways, is basically keeping you stuck in a lack of revenue and a lack of impact. Because I know, like, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably crave, making a bigger difference in this world. And you are trying to find that magic formula for yourself. So one of the ways through this one is really looking at what is it that you're creating and what's the messaging, and how can you amplify the results by teaching people how to buy from you and how to use what you sell. Okay, so when you create the need through your messaging and, using story, using the different mechanisms, we'll talk a little bit more about this in a minute, then you create the need and people want it, right? So you got to get better at that messaging piece of it. So this can oftentimes be a sign of fear, but it can also be a sign that you have some bright shiny object syndrome, which is you kind of leap from idea to idea without really making sure what you're creating has traction. Now, the third one is what I call that you don't leverage your authority platforms. And what that means is an authority platform is how you establish your credibility and your influence in your market. And authority basically means you're positioning yourself as the expert. You're positioning yourself as the go-to person. Now, if you don't have an authority platform, then it's super easy to become invisible in your marketplace, and you can get overshadowed by more visible experts who really are positioning themselves as an authority. And by the way, this is super easy to fix. This is probably the easiest thing to fix in this whole lineup today. But what happens is people get in their head and they get into fear, like, am I enough? I don't really think I'm an authority here. Or it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do that. Look, really finding a way to position your authority is easy. The part that maybe will require you to dig a little bit deeper is to recognize, what are you an authority in? Everybody's an authority in something. And it, like, I'm an authority in amplifying profit, like, you know, from the mindset to the habits to the strategy. Like, it's one of the things I do super, super well. But we got to find your unique profit amplifier. What's the thing you do really well? And how do we design your authority around it? Now, this is something we do in my Own Your Bold Influence Challenge. It's a really fun way to do it. But in the meantime, like, you've got to figure out what you do uniquely, what you do that solves a problem for the people that you want to serve, and then get really good at developing authority around it. So here's some ideas. Like, do you have your own podcast? Do you have a third-party article portal or a magazine that you write for? Do you have events that you do? Are you out there speaking at other people's events, right? So we've got to find your unique way to develop your authority. So when you don't have an authority platform, it's super easy to be invisible. And when you do have an authority platform, it's not only a great marketing tool, but you're basically sharing your message and positioning who you are and what problem you solve in a very non-threatening way, but it's establishing you as the expert. So there's a lot of different authority platforms out there. You got to find the right one for you. But if you don't have it, you need to look at where your confidence is. And why do you do what you do? Like, what's the unique qualifier that you have so that you can capitalize on that and start to expand that? And, you know, there's at least 12 or 15 authority platforms. You need to find the right one for you, so that this is not about you just doing what everybody else is doing, but you find the one that will uniquely attract your best clients in a way that's authentic to you and that will get people excited to want to work with you. So these are three of the hidden profit trains that I see a lot of my clients that come into the Own Your Bold Inner Circle or that want a mastermind in my mastermind program. This is the thing. You've got to start really facing these head on and dissolving the drain and replacing it with profit amplifiers. Okay. If you don't know how to do that, reach out. Let's talk. Let's see if, you know, maybe I can help you really kind of craft your unique positioner and get back on track again. And I'll put in the show notes over on Amplify Your Success Podcast. I will put in the show notes a couple of options of how we might meet and connect and spend some time really finding what your unique profit amplifier is. But at a bare minimum, take the quiz. It's free. It's super easy. There will be a lot of illumination. It does focus more on the mindset and kind of the inner game pieces, but we've got to get those tackled, because if you've got doubt, if you've got any kind of conflict about growing your business, if you've got fear, or you get stuck in logical thinking, meaning you've got to figure out all the logical steps before you can take action. All of these things can contribute to why you're not propelling and catapulting your message and your work out there in a greater way. So we can get that handled. All right. Love to hear what you think about today's episode. Be sure to join us in the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Let's create a little more digging deep and getting some clarity about how you are going to amplify your profits. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.